Recent data from the Australian Physiotherapy Association shows that 9 in 10 tradies experience a work-related injury in the past year, with many suffering from ongoing pain. As the Tradies National Health Month begins, the APA is urging tradies to seek early care to prevent injuries and manage chronic conditions. I spoke with physiotherapist Cassandra Zena about the common work-related injuries tradies experience on the job.
Well, as you know, our tradies are super active and busy all day, every day, and up and down a lot. So knees are the highest incident injury. We see about 53% of people reporting knee injuries, followed by back injuries, close behind at 47%. And after that, we've got the upper limb injuries, so shoulders and wrists and hands, with all the grabbing, carrying, pulling, drilling, etc.
And why do we see so many tradies live with these ongoing pains instead of seeking help?
I guess, is that, they've been invincible, they've fit, active, healthy people. And as we all age and, those wrinkles are happening on the inside and outside, we really have to sort of, look at ourselves and think, maybe I shouldn't be putting up with this and I should go and do something. So I think just that willingness to accept that it might be time to do something about this. And some tradies, though, are quite busy and they'll be doing their usual work and they might do extra work afterwards, further increasing their workload but decreasing their time available to go and seek support. But there is definitely that tradie mentality, a bit of a sort of a slap on the back and, you'll be right, mate. So, I think we just want to let everyone know you don't actually have to put up with that. And the majority of tradies feel so much better after coming and having some physio treatment.
I guess it's good to treat injuries afterwards. I mean, it's important. But how can physiotherapists, help prevent those injuries in such high-risk jobs?
Yes, so that is the other huge part that we have to play. And sometimes if people come in for an injury to be treated, we're able to then get on top of preventative strategies so that it doesn't happen again, or to protect them from other injuries that may happen in the future by addressing imbalances that we see in their body and their movement patterns. So it could be, if we're thinking in particular about knee and back injuries being so high, very simply considering somebody's footwear and their inner soles is a great way to look at prevention. Also considering somebody's sort of muscle length and strength and where they're currently at. And looking at weight, we know that if people lose just 5% of their weight, their knee pain reduces significantly. So just helping people with all of those different aspects can be a great way to prevent injury from occurring. The other thing that we do really love to do is get out on site and have a look at how people are doing their jobs and think about different ways that they could be doing that job to reduce their risk of injury. And the other area is driving. So a lot of people are driving between sites or some of the tradies are actually working in trucks for quite a lot of the time and getting in and out of trucks and loading those trucks. So we'll be looking at the whole seating aspect of the car and whether that's right for that individual, how they get in and out of those vehicles and how they load and unload the vehicles, and seeing what other mechanical options we have to assist in those areas.
And I guess with these work-related injuries, could they become chronic conditions for tradies later on?
Yes, they could. And so I guess that's, one of the really important aspects of getting onto it early, addressing the problem and putting things in place to protect them and strengthen them for the decades to come. Mm-hmm. And we know, sometimes having an injury, none of us want it, but it's actually a bit of a wake-up call and it's a chance to just stop and reflect on where are we at right now with our health and what do we need to do to improve it. And in fact, having that injury is a great chance to change things, to work on our strength and our fitness and make sure that we've got muscle in the areas that we need it.
what kind of advice would you give tradies who are worried that their injuries might impact their ability to work in the future?
Look, I'd say go and get some advice because often some simple things can really change the pain and any restriction that you're currently experiencing. And if we can get onto that early, you're going to maintain healthy movement patterns, and that's going to keep you healthy in the future. So, you know, not all people will go on to develop chronic pain conditions. And it's all about staying strong and supporting our body and our skeleton to reduce load and wear and tear over the years. And we love to do that. We love to help people, give them the information and allow them to get back to what they love doing. I just have to say thank you to all the tradies who keep our country going. You know, we love you. We'd love to make sure that you're going to stay super healthy right through to your later years in life.
That was physiotherapist Cassandra Zainer speaking to The Wire.